I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Slam Podcast. I am Justin Turpin. He is Esteban Bustillos, and we are here high above the TD Garden, not courtside this time, because this is the busy season for the Bull Gang, Esteban. They got Tim McGraw tomorrow, Celtics again on Thursday, then they got the Bruins. So these guys are working the overtime shifts this upcoming week. So we're still here at the TD Garden reacting as the Celtics take game one in blowout fashion, 25-point win beating the Cleveland Cavaliers 120-95. Celtics only trailed for 18 seconds tonight, so that speaks to how dominant it was. So we'll jump right into it here. Esteban, what were your initial thoughts from this one?
Donovan Mitchell needs help. I mean, do we have a timetable on a possible return for Jared Allen yet?
He was working out today during shoot around, but they really haven't disclose much. In pregame, we were all waiting for JB Bickerstaff to come to the podium. Turns out he went to the other room, so no one got a chance to talk to him pregame except for a select handful of Cleveland reporters. So that was fantastic, and that was our chance to get an update on Jared Allen, which we didn't get.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's been averaging 17 points, 13.8 rebounds in the playoffs. You know, and you just look at what the Celtics were able to do. Just look at the rebounds tonight. They out-rebounded Cleveland by 17. That's a crazy amount to out-rebound a team in the playoffs when your main big guy in Porzingis is not playing. So, Mitchell, he had a great night, and he's able to do so much, whether that's shooting on the outside or his finishes at the glass are just like works of art. But it's just not enough. Not against this Celtics team, which has so much depth, where, you know, again, you're missing someone like Porzingis and they don't even bat an eye. They just keep going. I think for Boston, it is just try to win a series like this as quickly as possible so you can get as much rest, because it just looks like Cleveland just doesn't have enough answers for them right now.
Yeah, they certainly just don't have the personnel to even give Boston a shot. Like, you look at it, they've scored less than 110 of their last 14 playoff games. So that's 11 now of their last 14 playoff games. And that speaks to it. And Donovan Mitchell kind of carried them, going for 69 or 89 points in game 6 and 7 there at the end. And other than him, they just don't have the dogs. And we saw that tonight. I think Isaac Okoro kind of held things together for the first half. And when he went away, so did the Cavs. And it all kind of came at a bad spot, right? Because the three started falling for Boston, and that was the end for the Cavs. It kind of just snowballed from there.
It's kind of weird for Cleveland because they're not technically going small, but they also don't really have a true five that they're starting. I mean, Tristan Thompson, but he's coming off the bench. But you're not going to start Tristan Thompson at this point in his career in a playoff game, especially a playoff game against Boston. It's just a weird they're in a weird position without Allen. It shows the depth that Boston has. We saw it really tonight again at the big at the five position. Horford, Cornette had a really outstanding game. Yeah, and got some Xavier Tillman minutes. The rotation of the bigs again really shined, I think, tonight for Boston.
And I like how Mazzulla went to the double big, where he went to Tillman for his first real meaningful playoff minutes there early in the second quarter, and it really wasn't much, but that they finished a plus five during that stretch, and then they went to Luke Kornet and kept with the double big, and the defense actually had one of their better quarters that in that second quarter, holding them to just 15 points, and I think a lot of that had to do with the double big, because it was a nice counter to what Cleveland was doing, where kind of Cleveland's kind of lost without Jared Allen. They're kind of dealing with a lot of injuries, and they're scrambling a little bit. And I liked how Joe Mazzulla kind of countered that with the double big, and I thought it worked out well. And you mentioned Luke Kornet. I mean, he was fantastic tonight. I really thought the bench as a whole was great tonight. You're looking down the box score here, Sam Hauser was a plus 22, a team high plus 22, and he only took one shot. Like, that's impressive for a guy like Sam Hauser, who's just usually just defined as a scorer, and now he's much more than that. I thought he did a great job on the defensive end. Had a couple of rebounds in there, too. So I thought he was great tonight, and the bench as a whole.
Yeah, yeah. How did you feel? I know one of the sort of topics folks were talking about in the post-game conferences, a weird Jason Tatum game, right? He did, scoring-wise, didn't have sort of what we sort of expect. He finished with 18 points, 11 rebounds, 0 for 5 from 3. Not the best shooting night. But overall, when you look at his game, and Mazzulla was sort of the thing, he's like, look, he's able to do other things. He's getting rebounds, making plays, setting screens. And obviously they won. How did you sort of feel about how he was able to perform tonight on a night, again, where he's not scoring as much as maybe we're used to?
I think that shows the growth of him and this team. Like, I just typed it in real quick here. Last postseason, the Celtics were a plus 473 with Tatum off on the court, and a plus 10 with him off. So that's a 463 point difference. And you look at the way he played tonight, the way he specifically shot the ball, like, the Celtics don't win this game in the past when Tatum can't really carry the offense and can't really score. But now they just have so many different outlets. You see, Jaylen Brown was aggressive right from the get-go, getting downhill, hit the three to open the game. He got Strus going on a pump fake and knocked down a three. That opened the scoring for the game. He was aggressive getting downhill all night. Then you have Derek White exploding in the third quarter. That really put the nail in the coffin for the Cavs. It's just they have so many different options. And the scary thing is, you know, they're winning by 25 points, and Tatum's playing like that, and Kristaps Porzingis isn't even active. Yeah. So two of your primary offensive weapons are either didn't really have a great night shooting the ball or wasn't playing. So I think that's a scary thought when you're looking at the rest of the league. And if you're another team, look at the Celtics, it's kind of like, whoa, like, these guys really do have another level they can take it to.
Yeah. And I mean, it's something that we've been talking about for a while now. I mean, obviously Jaylen Brown had a fantastic night, pretty much on both ends of the floor. It really started, was sort of the spark for the team early on when it was a little slow there at the beginning, especially from the three where the team, the Celtics weren't shooting great. But another incredible Derek White night. I mean, we've talked a lot about the evolution of his game. And I mean, do you think it's safe to say this is not the Derek White that Boston brought in? Like, he stepped up.
I mean, when you look at it, when the guy got here, he could barely shoot the ball, and now he's in the same conversation as Steph Curry and Damian Lillard when talking about postseason threes. And this from our guy Dick Light: after draining 7 3-pointers tonight, Derek White has hit 20 in his last three games while shooting at a 54.1 clip from distance. The only other players in NBA playoff history with 20 plus threes during a three-game span are Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Damian Lillard, and Jamal Murray. Something to note about that four group of players: three of them are NBA champions.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, again, part of it is, to me, that, like, who do you, like, who do you double on the Celtics? If Tatum, White, and Brown, even without Porzingis, all out there, you have to pick. And usually that's going to be Tatum or Brown. And so that leaves folks like White able to just sort of have a lot more free reign than they would in almost any other NBA circumstance. But it's an embarrassment of riches that Boston has. And I think it's really helped to allow Derek White to open up his game offensively this season. And it's paying off immediately right now for Boston, because They need somebody to step up in Porzingis' absence. And even with Porzingis there, and he's just been an incredible just sort of lightning rod on both ends of the floor for Boston in the playoffs so far.
And their depth has just been on full display. Like, I think everyone going into the playoffs and going into the season really was just concerned about the Celtics' depth and what they're going to look like on that end once it gets to postseason play. Like, Peyton Pritchard found himself out of the rotation last year. I know he was a meaningful part of a NBA Finals run, but it's kind of getting back to that postseason basketball, that physicality. He's answered the call. Sam Hauser's answered the call. Luke Kornet has been fantastic in the two games we've seen him. I mean, just stepping in seamlessly for Kristaps Porzingis, and that's what the Celtics need. And it just shows how deep they are. And I think that's a compliment to the rest of the roster as well, where those guys can come in and make a difference because of the little things like Jason Tatum screening, Jaylen Brown pushing the ball in transition. Those little things make it easier for everyone else. So it's just a well-connected unit, and they are really just firing on all cylinders. And you look at this game tonight, and once again, it started on the defensive end. Outside of Mitchell, they had nothing going. 37 of 90, 41% from the field, 11 of 42, 26.2% from three. And I think they made their first eight, I believe, off the top of my head. So they were ice cold in the final three quarters there from three. And that's a credit to the Celtics defense, because all year long they've been talking about setting the tone on the defensive end, really hanging their hat there and getting back to what got them to the NBA Finals in 2022, harping on the defensive end. And that's what they've done. And that's what makes them the best team in the NBA, is when they're playing lockdown defense, because it opens up things for their offense. And we saw that tonight.
Yeah. And I think another thing to point out, a big stat from tonight, from Dick Leip.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This was Boston's 19th win of the season by 25-plus points, most in NBA history, surpassing the 71-72 Bucks and the 2015-2016 Spurs, both of whom had 18. This is just what appears to be a historic team. And now I guess the question is, can they keep this this run going? How important is it, do you think, that, again, they try to close this series out as quickly as possible? Again, just given off of tonight's results, Cleveland has a lot that they have to figure out without Jared Allen. If Jared Allen comes back, then I think it can be a bit more of a series. But without him, I don't know. So given, let's just assume that the situation stays as it is and Cleveland doesn't have Jared Allen. Is your expectation that Boston closes this out as quickly as possible?
I do. Yeah. I've been hanging around five games for the most part. I think Donovan Mitchell, like we saw, is good enough to just single-handedly win a game, and couple that with some bad shooting night for the Celtics, and anything goes in the NBA playoffs. So I wouldn't rule this to be a sweep. Like even after this, like you look at it, like Cleveland will probably get one. But when you're looking at if the Celtics can take care of business, like Mitchell Robinson goes down today for the Knicks and it's reported that he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks. So that's another key piece of New York's rotation that's gone. And as we all know, Tom Thibodeau does not go deep into his rotation. So by the time, if it is the Knicks, they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, they are going to be running on fumes. They are going to be so gassed. And meanwhile, the Celtics will, if I'm assuming that Pacers team, I think that Pacers series is going to go long. So the Celtics should have more time to rest in between. And they looked like the more well-rested team tonight. Obviously, it's been like a week since they played. Meanwhile, Cleveland's coming off a 7-game series, and they had one day off. So you look at that, it's like all these advantages are perfect for the Celtics, and it's a product of them doing what they did in the regular season. Like they're going to have – people are saying they're going to have a cakewalk to the NBA Finals, and they've earned that. They've earned the right to play these teams because of how dominant they were in the regular season.
And I will say, talking before about, you know, before we got on the pod, about like Minnesota – looking at the West and like what those teams are going out there to get to the finals out there, like for Boston, is like you have to feel like, you know, again, you don't want to underestimate any opponents, but comparatively the road is just much easier for them. So it feels like they're take care of business when you can, because if you get to that level, whoever it is out West, if they get to the finals, you're going to face a behemoth who's been through some real fire to get to that stage. Again, whoever is coming out of the West, because every team who is there right now at this point is just scary.
And it's been a, you know, kind of a criticism for the Celtics, kind of a norm, I guess, that they're always their own worst enemies. And think that's going to become a thing again now, right? Because they could easily get complacent. You look at tonight and you're clearly a better team. I don't think the Celtics played their best game tonight. I don't think they even played close to their ability tonight. And they still win by 25 points. So when you look at that, it's kind of easy to let complacency settle in. But they fought against that all year. And it's just a matter of kind of keeping that business-like approach where they come in every game this postseason like they are trailing. They haven't played down to their opponent, and they did that all regular season too. They don't play down to their opponents. They simply come out and take care of business and let their game talk. And that's the trait of a championship team. So a team that just shows up every day ready to go and just takes care of the business. And the Celtics have done that consistently throughout the year, and that's probably their best trait.
Yeah, yeah. Terp, before we go, I know you got to get on a call here soonish, do the live hit on EEI. Anything that you want to see? You know, they did almost everything right. Anything that you want to see sort of improve for next game? I'm just going to go back to Tatum in terms of scoring. He had a bit, again, only on that end. I won't even say offensively a bad night, just scoring wise, not what we expect to see him. But again, like he usually reverts to the norm very quickly on his bad game. So I expect to see that adjusted in the next game. What is something that you want to see just heading forward in the series?
Yeah, I'm with you definitely with the Tatum scoring, where there was a couple times where he had like Marcus Morris out there on the wing against him, and he settles for like a step back three. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Just blow by him. So I think the Tatum scoring is a good one. And really, I just kind of want to see them kind of get a little bit more into their offense. I think they were kind of stagnant a little bit tonight. And Joe Mazzulla mentioned that a little bit post game, where there were stretches of good offensive execution and I thought sometimes they got away from that. And that's normal. You're not going to be perfect throughout a 48-minute game, but I'd like to see a little bit more consistency in that department. But when you look at it, like I said, the Celtics did not play their best game tonight. And to walk out of this building tonight with a 25-point victory, that's going to be scary if you're Cleveland looking across and looking at that scoreboard.
Yeah, yeah. So game two, we're back here Thursday night, and that should be the whole slammed gang, me, you, our fearless leader, Megan Adelini. And then you're going to Cleveland, Ohio for game
three. I am, yeah. Was it Joakim Noah that had that quote that, like, who the hell wants to go to Cleveland? Was that him?
I think so.
Ever have gone to Ohio if not for this. But I'm looking forward to it. I've actually never done a road playoff game in the NBA. So I'm not even covered or a fan. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be good.
You ever been to Cleveland before?
I haven't. Have you? You drove through it. I know we were talking about the off-air show. I drove
through Cincinnati. I don't think I actually went to Cleveland. There's a lot of corn in Ohio. So,
nice.
Yeah, you'll probably see some cornfields. But yeah, man, it'll be good. We'll talk more about it later.
Oh, for sure. I'll give you the whole rundown once I get back. I'll tell you where my favorite corn spot is, everything, all the good stuff, all the hard-hitting journalism you come to the Slam podcast for. But yeah, That'll do it for us. Just a quick recap of the game. Esteban, you can get him on Twitter at @E_Bustillos4. Did I get that right?
That's the one.
Look at that. And you can get me at Justin M. Turpin. Like Esteban said, we'll be back. Mega will be back, our fearless leader, on Thursday after game two. And we will chat with you guys then. Thanks for listening.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.